Well, just a couple of questions here for Dr. Paul Allegretti. He's an emergency room physician at Provident Hospital. Doctor, thanks for joining us on WGN.
Oh, you're welcome, John. Thanks for having me.
I don't know. Are you concerned about, or you think you're going to see more people when the temperatures get into the mid-90s like this in Chicago?
Yeah, with these, it usually depends on how long it lasts. A couple of days at the 90s, mid-90s, upper 90s is not too bad, but the longer it lasts, the longer or the more heat illnesses we will see. I don't know if you remember the 1995 heat emergency, but it not only was it very hot, but it lasted for a week or longer. The longer it lasts, the more sick people we get.
What's the mistake that individuals make?
I think the mistake is not to come out of the heat quick enough. You know, when you get signs of heat exhaustion, you know, heavy sweating or nauseated or vomiting, muscle cramps, dizziness, you know, they got to pull themselves out of the heat and, you know, move to a cool place and, you know, get wet with cool clothes or washcloths, anything that can cool them off. Because if you don't, this could lead to heat stroke, which is the more serious heat emergency. And things of related to heat stroke are high body temperature, like 103 temperature. They're hot, they're red, they're dry. They can get confused, and they can even pass out. So that's a heat emergency, and really 911 should be called.
I get that, but I also know some people have to work in this, and some people like to play in this. You can still deliver the mail. You can still play baseball, right? I mean, how do we do that safely?
Well, you have to wear light clothes, and you have to hydrate yourself well. Cool down as much as possible when you can. If you're working out there, go to a cool place if you can, and drink plenty of cool fluids. That's the most important thing. Also, if you're out in the sun, sunscreen helps too. Because if you get sunburned, that's just going to add to the heat problem.
Oh, really? I didn't think about that. I mean, I know sunburns are bad, but that actually exacerbates the condition of the heat that I'm in?
Yes, definitely can.
Do you care what I'm drinking? Water, Diet Coke, iced tea? I mean, is it just cool fluids or is it water we need?
Water is the best thing, no doubt about it. You want to avoid the sugar drinks. Of course, no alcohol drinks. Water is the best thing. And, you know, people talk about Gatorade. There is some sugar in there, you know, and that's okay to an extent. But the most important thing is hydrate yourself with water.
There's some baseball. I saw some kids playing baseball over the weekend, and hooray for that. But I just wonder, at what point do you begin to cancel things? Not at 93 degrees.
Yeah, you know, my kids both play baseball all the way through it. I remember those hot upper 90 days, it's humid. But once in a while, they'll change the time of the game. You know, if it's a 2 p.m. game, they'll change it till 6 p.m. or in the morning. And I think that's a smart thing to do. But if they don't, you know, how competitive these sports are, you know, you just got to have your child just do what I said, you know, hydrate, wear loose clothes. You know, get out of the sun as much as possible.
Yeah, I remember some of the parents putting up shade tents over by the bench so the kids could sit under there, which, you know, sounds like helicopter parenting, but is actually just smart for anybody. I also remember the Sun-Times did a story one year where we had one of these unbearable heat waves, and they took the temperature on the head of a guy wearing a black hat versus a white hat. And, you know, imagine a T-shirt as well. If you are wearing a dark-colored T-shirt, your body is absorbing so much more heat. It was like a 15-degree swing on that guy's person. I don't suppose that surprises you.
No. Definitely light-colored clothes. Black clothes, black pants, black shirt, no good in this heat. You definitely want to wear light-colored and loose clothing. Loose clothing is also another good tip.
Yeah, I guess so. And then Gatorade, not so much, huh? Water, 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 no alcohol.
I think water is the most important thing, no doubt about it. Definitely no alcohol.
Okay. Okay, Doc, thanks for the help. I mean, some of that's obvious. I think sometimes it's maybe less so, but either way, it's just good to be reminded of these things. It's that way this week, and there's some advice from Dr. Paul Allegretti, emergency room physician. Doctor, thanks for joining us today.
Okay, John. Thank you very much. Have a great day.